today talking with Lee Strobel about an incredible resource that I want to put into your hands. This is a resource not only to edify, equip, exhort, encourage, and educate you, but it is a resource that you will be wanting to watch with your kids, with family members, with co-laborers. In fact, it may be something that you want to put into their hands. It's an incredible resource. It deals with the case for Christ and demonstrates that Christ rose from the dead, therefore demonstrating that Jesus Christ is God. And then if that Christ is God, is he the only way? Well, the self-evident answer is yes. But you want to understand exactly what and why Christ said about that question. You also want to understand that there are people today that say, look, if there is a loving God, and even if that loving God revealed himself in time and space, how can there be evil in the world? Because if God is all-powerful, wouldn't an all-powerful God get rid of my pain? So maybe you can prove to me that there's a Jesus, but how do you deal with the problem of evil? The film series tackles that head on. And I'm not just talking about any kind of a film series here. This is not, you know, a B-rated movie. This is an A-list film. On top of that, and maybe this is the icing, in fact, maybe it's the cake, is the case for a creator. You think that's not relevant? Well, I've said it before, and let me repeat it. How one views their origins will inevitably determine how they live their life. And this is an issue that has become more and more important, particularly of late. You pick up USA Today, I read it cover to cover every single day, and there's an article, and the article is titled, How to Honor Religion and Science. And it's by a pastor. That's a good sign, isn't it? He's a Presbyterian pastor, Fairfax, Virginia, Henry Brinton. And you start the article, and he says, I am a fan of Charles Darwin. And you scratch your head, you say, it's one thing to believe in evolution, but you're a fan of Charles Darwin? Charles Darwin was a racist. He said that the Caucasian race had beaten the Turkish hollow in the struggle for existence. That looking at the world at no very distant date, an endless number of lower races will have been eliminated by higher civilized races throughout the world. He was also a sexist. He believed that women would never attain to the intellectual prowess of men. But anyway, this pastor, fan of Charles Darwin. He goes on in the article to say that science is truly godless. In other words, everything is directed by purely natural processes. So you find out that this pastor is closed-minded. He only wants us to believe in naturalism. Doesn't want us to open our minds to the possibility that there are natural as well as supernatural explanations. And then he says that science answers the question of how life evolved on Earth, while religion answers the question of why there's life. I'm going to ask Lee about that in just a moment. And then concludes by saying that he wants Barack Obama to use his significant rhetorical skills to, quote, restore science to its rightful place, which at its base would be the elimination of intelligent design and the elevation of the notice that God, however you define him, guided unguided natural processes, which of course is about as silly as supposing that God can create a squared circle. But you have a pastor pushing a godless, naturalistic, evolutionary process that claims common descent, common ancestry, that claims, in the words of Walter Cronkite, if you go back far enough, we and the chimps share a common ancestor. My father's 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 father, says Walter Cronkite, the premier CBS evening newsman, perhaps of all time. My father's 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 father, going back maybe a half million generations, about 5 million years, was an ape. And this, unfortunately, is what we believe today. And if we think we're evolved from monkeys, why not be involved in monkey business? Why not act like a monkey? Makes all the difference in the world. So again, why am I so passionate about this product? Because we're dealing with the very issues that you listening to my voice right now need to be so familiar with that the information falls off your lips.